请大家翻到路加福音十八章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18.
十八节，我们念到二十七节。
We'll read from verse 18 through verse 27.
好，我们大家一起来念，好不好
？Let's read simultaneously.
来。有一个官问耶稣说：“良善的夫子，我该做什么才能永生？”耶稣对他说：“你为什么称我是良善的？除了神一位之外，再也没有良善的。
甚至
不要邪淫，不可杀人，不可偷盗，不可作假见证。
Honor thy father and thy mother.”
那人说，这一切我从小都遵守了。耶稣听见了，就说，你还缺少一件，要变卖你一切所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上，你还要来跟从我。
他说，
就是忧愁，因为他很，耶稣看见他，
How hardly shall they that have riches enter
into the kingdom of God? For it is easier for a camel to go through a needle's
eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they that heard
him
said, Who then can be saved?
耶稣说,
and he said, The things which are impossible with men are possible with God.
好，再念一下马太福音十三章。
Let's now turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 13.
44节
And let's read verse 44.
到46
Through verse 46.
我来念一下哈。
Let me read.
天国好像宝贝藏在地里，人遇见了就把它藏起来，欢欢喜喜的去变卖一切所有的，买这块地。天国又好像买卖人寻找珠子，遇见一颗重价的珠子，就去变卖他一切所有的，买了这颗珠子。
Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath and buyeth that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who when he had found one pearl of great price,went and sold all that he had and bought it.
最后一个经文是哥林多后书八章九节。
The last passage we're reading is 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9.
我们一起来念一次。
Let's read it once together.
你来。
Let's read.
For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,
that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that ye through his poverty might become rich.
好，那个英文说，却为你们成为贫穷。
In English, it says, yet for your sakes he became poor.
好，就是为了我们的缘故。
It's for your sakes, for our sakes.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你让我们再一次来到你面前。
Dear Lord, we truly thank you for allowing us to come before your presence.
求主，安静我们的心，能够在你面前能够领受你的话。
Lord, quiet our hearts so that we may receive your words.
能够不单听得懂，也能够真的。开我们的心，让我们知道怎么样的遵行你的话。
So that we may not only understand it, but that you would open our hearts so that we may know how to accomplish your will.
把以下时间交托在主的手中，祷告奉靠主耶稣的名。
We give the following time to you, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
好，这个路加福音十八章这个富有的少年官，这个大家有都很熟悉的一段。
I'm sure all of us is familiar with the story of the rich young ruler found in Luke chapter 18.
这题目叫做缺少一件哦。
The theme I'm talking about today is Thou lackest one thing.
你有没有觉得在你的生活中常常缺少一件东西？
Have you ever felt as if in your life you're missing something?
那如果我们对我们这个 lady 叫什么？对于我们女的来说的话，我们常缺少很多件哦，其中有的缺少衣服，漂亮衣服，或者缺少鞋等等哦。
For women, it might be that we feel we lack many accessories, clothing, etc.
对我们男生来讲的话，可能哦，我缺少一个这个 iPad， 或者是缺少一个大的电视哦。超薄型电视。
And for men, it might be, oh, I don't have the new iPad that just came out, or I don't have one of those ultra-thin LCD TV screens.
但是我们来看看这个少年官他到底缺少了哪一件。
But let's look at this certain ruler. What was he missing?
他来到主面前，他说怎么样，做什么才可以承受永生哦。
He went to Jesus and he asked, "What should I do to inherit eternal life?"
但耶稣说为什么称我良善的？那最重要后面他说，他就讲到说诫命你是晓得的，不可这个，不可那个，他不可杀，不可奸淫，不可杀人，不可偷盗，不可做假见证，当孝敬父母。
Now Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good?" And then the more important part was that.He said, Thou knowest the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor thy father and mother.
这个少年官他很自豪地说他所有的都做到了。
And this young ruler was very confident, he said, All these have I kept from my youth up.
那如果你是耶稣的话，我们就有两种的心态哦。第一个可能说这个人说谎话哈，怎么可能做得到？
If you are Lord Jesus, probably you would have one of two reactions. One would be that you would say, "Hey, this young ruler is not telling the truth. He probably never kept all these commandments."
或者说他很棒哦，真是太好了。
Or Jesus could have responded saying, "Wow, you are so great. You have done all these. You have kept these commandments."
但是耶稣他不管我们过去做的是怎么样，不管你是做得好做得坏，或者是你有说谎哦。
But our Lord Jesus here, he didn't care whether this rich young ruler, he was good in the past, he was bad in the past, whether he lied or he did not.
他只对他说你缺少了一件哦，就是要变卖你所有的，然后来跟从我哦。
Our Lord Jesus, when he heard all these things, he said unto him, Yet lackest thou one thing, sell all that thou hast and distribute unto the poor.
那我们想这边变卖所有的，这个不是一个规定给所有的人，否则的话我们在座的我们都是可能都是穷光蛋了。
Now, note that Jesus did not state this as a commandment for each and every one of us. If that were the case, we would all be very poor today.
好，你可以像圣经上有很多哦，比如说该撒等等，他们信主的时候，主呼召他的时候，都没有叫他们变卖一切，而这一个只是主特别对这个少年官的一个试验哦。
And we know that in the Bible, when our Lord Jesus called many people to follow him, including people such as Zacharias, they did not necessarily tell all that they had. But our Lord Jesus here, he was giving this young ruler a test.
因为耶稣知道，你可以由这个少年官的回答就可以知道，他23节说，他听见这话就甚忧愁，因为他很
You can tell from this young ruler's reaction what was in his heart. In verse 23, thus it says, And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich.
因为耶稣知道这个金钱 是介于他跟要完全的顺服他自己给神的这个中间的一个，这个就是金钱拦阻了，在他们这个他自己跟神之间的中间拦阻他们，他能够信主。
Because our Lord Jesus knew that this young ruler's riches, this was what was blocking him from developing a relationship with our Lord Jesus.
但是他没有看到，就像我们刚刚念的那个马太福音十三章的时候，如果你看到一个是真的宝贝的时候，你就会放下其他的一切来吸引，来跟随主，要得到那个宝贝。
Unfortunately, our young ruler here did not get to read Matthew chapter 13, where it says that if you see something so precious, you're willing to sell all that you have just in order to get that.
那就好像我们本来要去商店买东西，或者到这个超级市场买东西，你本来就是要买想要的那一个东西哦。可是呢，你一进去，五花八门，人家给你做推广告，所以你就被其他的所吸引。
It's just like when you go shopping, you have a list of things that you want to buy, but as soon as you go into the store, because of all the advertising that's going on, you tend to want, your mind tends to wander and you start buying other things that you might not have a need for.
所以这个少年官就是这样，他还没有预备要这个牺牲他这个上面的钱财哦，来得到这个永生哦。
This was like the rich young ruler. He was unprepared to actually focus and give his all for our Lord.
因为他觉得缺少那一样不会怎么样哦，他觉得钱更重要。
Because for him, money was more important than having a relationship with our Lord.
那你有没有觉得缺少一个东西对于整个事情不会有什么变化，其实这是很大的错误。
Have you ever felt that if you were missing something, you could still live, you could still have a good life? That is actually a big mistake.
如果有一个豪华的车子在你面前，缺少哪一件，那个车子没什么价值。
If you have an expensive car, what would make this expensive car worthless if it didn't have this one thing?
如果你有一个豪华车子，可是没有引擎，这个车子有什么用吗？
If you have an expensive car, but it has no engine, does this car actually have much value?
然后你有一个很棒的手表，可是没有发条。
Now suppose you have a watch, an expensive watch, but what if you didn't have the mainspring that turns this watch?
然后你有一个罗盘哈，可是没有指针哦。
And suppose you had a dial, but you had no indicator for it.
这样的话，有了这个东西是没什么用的哦。
It's just one small thing, but if you don't have it, then whether it's the car, the watch, or the dial, it's all worthless.
那同样的，人是神所创造的哈。
In the same way, we men are all created in God's image.
然后神创造人的话，这个是装水的八头罐子哦。
Yeah. And it's just like this water can here, this water bottle here. It's filled with water.
它设计就是要装水的哦。
And it's designed to carry water.
那我们神创造人就是要我们来享受他，来代表他，然后来荣耀他。
God has created us so that we may enjoy Him, represent Him, and fulfill His will.
代表他来管理这个世界上，这都在创世纪前面就讲到了。
And this we know has all been described in Genesis.
可是因为我们人的堕落
But because we fell, because we sinned,
所以呢，我们没有享受他，我们在享受我们自己，认为享受自己哦。我们不代表他，我们代表我们自己来管理我们认为好的哦。我们没有荣耀他，我们在处处在荣耀我们自己的名哦。
So we don't enjoy Him, instead we enjoy things that we like. And we don't represent our Lord, we often represent what our own interests. And we don't glorify our Lord, but instead we glorify ourselves.
所以我们要回头来看为什么神在我们身上是很重要的。
So we should think about this. How is God important in our lives?
有一句英文说，这个重要的不是我们所拥有的，而是我们是什么。
There is a saying that goes like this: It is not what we have, but what we are that matters.
好，那我们是什么，跟我们拥有什么是不一样的，不知道你知不知道。
I don't know if you know the difference between possessing, owning something and being someone.
最简单的就是你如果被下到监狱里面去的话，你是什么人就只有那一个是还在哦，其他你拥有的车子、拥有的房子、拥有的儿子都不在你旁边哦。
It's just, for example, like when, say, you enter prison, you are parted from all your possessions, your car, your house, your children, and you are just there by yourself. And what you are at that stage really defines you.
那从圣经开始就可以知道，神创造亚当夏娃的时候，在那个创世纪第二章的时候，他讲到说这个园中当中有生命树和分别善恶树哦，那只是分别善恶树的果子你不可以吃，因为你吃的时候你必死哦。
That's why in the beginning of the Bible in Genesis it describes that there are trees growing in the Garden of Eden. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die.
所以神希望我们先得到生命树，让我们能够我们是什么。然后可是呢，我们希望的是受过那个撒旦的诱惑，我们就有这个分别善恶的知识哦。
So our Lord had originally intended for us that we should eat of the tree of life first, which defines who we are. But instead, Adam and Eve chose to not do so, but instead ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, acquiring knowledge, but in the process separating themselves from God.
因为你能分辨善恶，但是你没有这个能力去做不对的，或者是做对的事哦。
You can have, with that, you have the knowledge of good and evil. You know what's right and wrong, but you do not have the ability to do what is right, necessarily.
所以直到今天，从过去一直到今天，我们一样，我们所追求的是我们所拥有的。
And so from Genesis onwards, what we've been constantly seeking in our lives is to gain, whether it's knowledge or whether it's possessions.
而忘掉了我们是谁哦。
And we in the process have forgotten who we should be.
所以呢看看我们所追求的，我们读书然后做事，我们存钱等等，我们所追求的一切不外乎就是名利跟享受。
So think about it, whether you're studying college, whether you're saving up money, whether you're working, what is it all for? Most of the time, it's usually for a good reputation, or it's for your own pleasure, your own enjoyment.
所以在名上面，我们常常为了追求名，我们就希望把别人踏在脚下，你才能够更有名哦。
Sometimes in order to get a good reputation, we're willing to put other people down around us so that we may appear better.
为了利的时候不惜代价把自己家里都放弃也没有关系哦，或者是身体差一点也没关系，只要我们能够赚到钱就好了。
And sometimes to get a raise, to get a better position, you would sacrifice your family, your time, and even your own health just so that you can have a higher salary and maybe a little more power and respect.
甚至我们在享受上, 为了要享受我们觉得很好的, 说不定连白天晚上都不分了哦。
And sometimes, in order to enjoy ourselves, we don't care what the time is, we just want to have fun and do what we want to do.
你如果觉得, 上网很享受, 你说不定或者是玩, 玩这个电脑游戏很享受, 你说不定, 24小时都没有问题哦。
And for example, if you like to surf the internet, if you like to play games online, you could go for 24 hours without stopping simply because you enjoy it.
但是我们忘记神为什么要创造我们有白天有黑夜。
But when you do that, you forget why our God created morning and evening.
因为神要让我们能够这个知道我们这个身体需要安息的时候。
Because our God wants us to realize that our bodies need rest.
所以在这边我们看到我们今天我们 大部分的人，我们所常常做的，都是把我们的次要的当做最重要的，来对于这个今天上各样的事情上。So
what we can see here is that oftentimes we treat what is not necessary in our lives as what is most important.
对，那。 常常我们就因为是这样，所以呢，这就是我们的致命伤哦，因为我们没有把神摆在第一位哦。And
because of this, we are making a fatal mistake because we are not putting God first in our lives.
所以呢，对于我们今天讲这个，有很多人就觉得这个是讲慕道友，希望他们能够信主哦。
Now, oftentimes, this biblical passage is used as a gospel passage to call unbelievers to forsake all and to sacrifice and to follow our Lord.
这边没有错，这个是对他们讲的。那我也借由这边可以知道说，借这个机会，让。 这些人能够找到这个珍宝，就是找到主耶稣自己哦。And
that is true. This is indeed a passage about how to become, how to get to our know our Lord better. And I would say that this is a good example of what you should do.
那怎么样去跟随主
？How to follow our Lord？
哦，有一个很好的例子哦。啊，这个是由这个我们叫箴言这个。 不，预言哈，这个预是公寓的预哈，预言，那就是用动物来代表我们这些来预言我们。And
for unbelievers, there is actually a very good fable that closely resembles this. This is an animal fable.
好，有一个猴子哈，他看到有一家人。 那个主人呢，把那个狮子的皮拿到外面来晒哈，然后他发现，有他家的小那一个主人的小孩呢，就把那个狮子皮穿在身上。Now
there once was a monkey who, when he was playing around near a village, he saw that someone was cleaning this lion's skin outside, and when he saw this, he realized that he wanted to take this lion skin.
So那个小孩就套在这个狮子皮呢，到处去吓人哦。那每一个人都被吓到，以为是真的是狮子。And
this monkey saw that the owner's son had taken this lion skin, and he was going around and scaring the villagers' children with the skin.
所以他觉得哇，这个太棒了！如果我把它穿在身上，我就是狮子的兽中之王。And
so this naive monkey thought, hey, if I were to take this lion skin and wear it, I could become the king of the jungle because animals would think I'm a lion.
所以他就把那个狮子皮偷来了，哦，抢过来，然后他就穿在身上，然后。 你知道猴子会叫狮子的声音怎么叫？你想想一想。
And so he stole this lion skin from this boy, and he went around in it and tried to make lions growls and stuff.
好，虽然他叫的不好听，因为他没猴子叫声，你知道，但是呢，那个蝙蝠呢，听到了就被他这个吓到了，他们都飞走了。
Now, even though for a monkey to imitate a lion's growl, it's not very close, they're not very closely related, but this monkey had a good imitation enough so that he scared away some bats living nearby.
然后呢，他正在走路的时候，那个土狼呢，土狼就是吃那个 anyway, 那个土狼呢就闻到有狮子，因为狮子有一点那个狮子味，可是他也闻到了很多 monkey 这个猴子的味，可是他还没有看，他就跑走了。
And later on, as the monkey in the lion's skin walked about, he also frightened away a hyena, who even though he did not see the lion, he smelled him, and because of this, he ran away.
哦，啊，然后。这个猴子就很高兴，因为他说：“哇，我真的是，哦，这个变成这个真的狮子了，哦。”
And so this monkey was very joyful because he was able to scare away all these other animals. And so he strutted about saying, "Oh, I'm now a lion. I'm the king of the jungle."
所以呢，他试着呢再把他的这个装饰弄更这个完美一点，哦，那。稍微修饰一下，然后虽然更要完美，就会更痛一些，可是他觉得可以忍受。
And so this monkey, in order to perpetrate this scheme, decided that he would fit the lion skin tightly around him, which made him more uncomfortable, but he was able to walk more naturally in it.
可是呢，有一个问题就是这个猴子还是一样喜欢怎样爬树，对不对？狮子也有人爬树哈，但是呢，这个穿着狮子带着狮子皮的这个猴子呢，竟然在树上呢用狮子的尾巴吊在树上。
One mistake that this monkey made was that even though he had the lion skin inside, he was still a monkey, and because monkeys like to climb trees.So this monkey started hopping from tree to tree and wrapping his tail around tree branches.
哦，然后这个河马看到了，他又问那个长颈鹿说：“这是狮子能这样做吗？”哦。
And so when the hippo saw this, he was very amazed, and he asked the giraffe, "Can lions actually do this? Is this really a lion who's doing this?"
那狮长颈鹿知道就叫了这个狮子来说。哦，他因为他知道他是猴子，他说：“你猴子，你，请你把这个狮子皮脱掉，因为你几乎快要窒息了哦。希望你赶快，变回你是猴子哦。”
And this giraffe realized that there was a monkey inside this lion skin, so he went up to the monkey in lion's clothing, and he said, "Please take it off because you are causing yourself a lot of harm and danger when you put that on."
可是呢，狮子说我是兽中之王，就是那个猴子说，你看我都把这些人吓走，我虽然穿了这个皮，我就是等于他了。
But this monkey said, even though I'm wearing the skin, I scared away so many animals, and I feel like, and I believe I am the king of the jungle.
所以呢，正在这时候呢，河马他又闻到说，哦，黑豹要来了，哦，因为他闻到黑豹的味道。他说我们赶快逃啊。
And just as he was saying this, the hippo suddenly smelled something and he realized that a panther was coming. And he said, "Let's run because the panthers," and he told the monkey, "Run away because panthers love to eat monkeys."
然后呢，可是呢，那个猴子呢说我是兽中之王，我是狮子，他要怕我的，我才不走哦。
But this monkey said, you know, I'm wearing these lion skins. I'm the king of the jungle. I shouldn't be afraid. So this monkey said, I'm not running away.
虽然长颈鹿叫他赶快走，因为他是猴子，不是狮子。
And this, even the giraffe told him to run away because he's not a lion. He really isn't a lion.
所以呢，可是因为这样呢，后来黑豹来了呢，它虽然样子像呢，可是黑豹闻的都是猴子的味道，而且它穿着也不是真的像狮子那么的壮大。So
unfortunately, when the panther came, the panther immediately smelled out that this wasn't really a lion. And he could tell also by the way the lion was walking that it wasn't really a true lion.
所以呢，这个黑豹就往他身上扑过来了。好，那时候他就知道这个危险了，他就赶快爬树了。And
so when this panther started to attack this monkey, this monkey dressed in lion's clothing finally realized that he was in danger, that the panther realized he was a monkey, and he started to climb the tree.
所以爬的结果就是那个狮子皮就被那个树枝勾到，那他就成为原来他的猴子。And
so when he started climbing the tree, a tree branch caught hold of the lion skin, and so the monkey popped out of the lion skin and became his own self again.
Okay, 那大家知道这里面的猴子代表谁吧？
Do you know what this monkey represents in the story?
长颈鹿代表谁？
What does the giraffe represent?
黑豹代表谁？
And what does the panther represent?
好，你们自己想一想。
You can think about it.
好，那还是我告诉你一下。
Let me tell you.
这个猴子就代表我们每一个人。
This monkey represents each and every one of us.
哦，我们都在这个世界上希望自己更像那个兽中之王一样哦。
We all
能够表现出真的是这样。
We all like the monkey in this world, want to have a position of power to be able to show to others that we are the king of the jungle.
这个长颈鹿就好像是神一样哦，叫我们说，不要都快要窒息了，你还要继续这样在这个社会当中这么辛苦，就是为了想要像狮子一样，你本来就是猴子哦，还是回到这个社会上来。
And the giraffe is like God. He's telling this monkey. And he's telling us, you know, why are you working so hard to be what you are not? You are a monkey. You are you're God's child. Why should you be competing like this to become a lion when you are not?
好，不再讲了，其他你们自己去思想一下，有很多可以想的。
And you could think more upon this parable, this fable.
你对这些书有兴趣的话，这个预言书有兴趣，我们教会有。
And if you're interested in finding out more about these parables, our church has many books on them.
好，那对于我们基督徒来讲，这是对，所以我们应该怎样？真的是在，不是只是表面上哦，我们应该是像，真的是在家里面，当你信主的时候，你才能够真的怎样？若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，变成新的哦。 不是只是表面上变成一个人。Now
this before the fable I was describing before, this not only is concerning unbelievers, but is also concerning believers. Because when we believe on the Lord, what we are like in the house should be what we are like outside as well. We shouldn't be two different people.
好，那对于我们基督徒来讲，这一段对我们基督徒来讲的话。 就好像罗马书12章1到2节讲的哦，所以弟兄们，我们以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验，何为神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
And for believers, this passage, this fable and this Bible passage that we are discussing is a lot it's very closely related to Romans 12, verse 1 through 2, where it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God.
所以对我们基督徒来讲, 我们在服事上, 无力的话, 是, 常常是因为我们, 追求这个世界, 对于服事上没有什么兴趣。
Have you often thought about why you're so you feel so tired when you're trying to serve God? One of the reasons is that many times we are focusing so much on this world.
所以罗马书讲两个，一个是 form， 一个是 conform， 一个是 transform。 中文知道一个就是效法这个世界，效法，一个是变化。
And over here, in Romans 12, therefore, it has two types of forms. You have a conform and a transform.
那神希望我们不是 conform 这个世界，这个效法这个世界， 要我们是变化，心意更新的变化。
And our God wants us not to conform to this world and to its richness, but instead to be transformed by our God.
当然我们知道罗马不是一天造成的。
We know that Rome is not built in one day.
所以呢，我们要在主里面要更多的学习的话， 只有每天来背起十字架来跟随主。
And so to learn this lesson, we must daily bear our cross and follow our Lord.
所以呢，我们在这个 这个哥林多后书8章9节那边讲到，这个都是神的恩典，他本来富足为我们成为贫穷，叫我们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。And
thus, if you think about it, this all ties back to 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, which we read before, which says that though our Lord Jesus was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might become rich.
我们愿意甘愿成为贫穷，这个甘愿成为贫穷，这个就是因为神，耶稣甘愿成为贫穷，是因为为我们的缘故， for you, our sake.
Our Lord Jesus, he is willing to become poor for our sakes.
那同样的，我们今天愿意能够服侍别人，愿意能够这个的话，我们也愿意甘愿成为贫穷。
And likewise, today in our services, when we serve others, we should too also be willing to become poor for others.
那像马太福音说，虚心的人有福了。5章3节说，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们。
In Matthew chapter 5, verse 3, it says, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
这个虚心就是 poor in spirit, 他愿意。
And note here it says in Matthew in the verse before it says poor in spirit.
那马太福音6章20节说，你们贫穷的人有福了，因为神的国是你们的。
And if you look later on in Luke chapter 6 verse 20, it says, Blessed are ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God.
箴言13章第7节讲到说，假作富足的却一无所有，装作穷乏的却广有财物。And
we know that in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 7, it says, There is that maketh himself rich, and yet hath nothing. There is that maketh himself poor, yet hath great riches.
这一节告诉我们，如果你为了要这个在 物质上在属灵上都是一样的，你为了要富足，你就花上代价，你就越来越觉得这个所有的都还不够，需要更多，就越来越觉得很贫穷。如果你觉得在生活上或者在属灵上都觉得很缺，就很贫穷的话，让你自己很贫穷的话，你看所有的都很棒。
And this verse applies both to our material and spiritual needs. What it says here basically is that oftentimes when we try to make ourselves rich, whether physically or spiritually, what happens is we oftentimes we feel we are getting poor and poor. But when we empty ourselves up and become poor, then it is God who richly blesses us.
所以今天讲的最重要，这个少年官问主的时候，主回答就是你还缺少一样，就是要怎样，要卖掉你所有的来跟随我。So
what is my focus that I'm trying to get at today? It's that when this rich young ruler came to Jesus, Jesus responded to him by saying, "You still lack one thing. Go sell all that you have, give to the poor, and then come follow me."
这个缺少的这一件就是主自己，可是你要从你自己要面对主的时候，愿意拿到那一件，主自己中间有一个拦阻。And
and this one thing that this rich young ruler lacked actually was our Lord Jesus. But in order to get to our Lord Jesus, this rich young ruler had to give up everything that he owned.
但是常常我们，因为你知道死角，你开车的时候看后面都有一个死角，常常这个死角就是你常常看不到的地方。Now
we know oftentimes that when we drive, that our drive we have a blind spot. So when we drive, there are certain points behind us that we can't see when we're driving.
所以同样的，在我们的生活上，在我们的属灵上，有时候我们也有这个死角，是我们没有看到的。所以，让我们在跟随主上有一个阻碍。Many
times similarly, in our spiritual walk with the Lord, there are often blind spots in our lives which hinder us from coming to the Lord and growing in Him.
所以呢，主是不管我们过去如何，但他愿意我们
Our Lord does not care about our past, but instead He wants us to give up our blind spots in order to follow Him.
所以呢，我们应该在我们的生活上，对于我们基督徒来讲的话，我们希望常常祷告，让我们能够在这个世界上不要效法这个世界，要这个。
We should, as Christians, we should pray constantly that we would not conform to this world, but that we would instead be transformed by the renewing of our mind.
除掉这一切，跟随主。
So that we may remove any blind spots we have, so that we can faithfully serve our Lord.
那最后就是这个希伯来书，12章1到2节。
And I'd like to lastly share on a verse in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 2.
那有人说，哇，真难啊，不知道什么是怎么样跟随主，怎么把这一切我们每一个人所要丢弃的不一定一样。And
now some people may say, oh, it is so difficult what our Lord Jesus wants us to do. And you know, many times we don't have necessarily the same blind spots, so what should we be giving up?
但是我们知道，这个我们有许多的见证人，如云彩一样围绕我们，都可以做我们的榜样。But
we know that there is a great cloud of witnesses that is around us from whom we can learn much.
这第一节说，我们既有这许多的见证人如云彩围绕我们。 就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前面的路程。It
says in verse 1, Wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
好，我们借由过去到现在可以看到很多的见证人哦。
From past till now, we've seen so many different testimonies from various people.
比如说圣经上的摩西哦。
For example, Moses in the Bible.
哦，他本来是靠他自己觉得都很棒哦，前四十年，第二个四十年他就觉得他什么都不行哦，那最后的四十年他就觉得。靠他不行，但是靠神凡事都行。
For Moses, the first 40 years of his life, he always thought he could rely on himself, he could do whatever he wanted through himself. Then the second 40 years of his life, he was depressed, he felt as if he couldn't do anything. And but it was during the last 40 years of his life that he realized that even though he himself could not do anything, yet through the Lord, he can do all things.
哦，这详细的话大家看一下圣经知道，然后像参孙哦，他也是效法这个世界哦，然后可是当他到最后的时候，他愿意transform 哦，变造神的心意的时候，他死的时候杀死的那些人比他生前所杀的人还多很多。
And also along the same lines, Samson is also a great example how he once.Was conforming to this world, but at the end he repented and he was transformed by God, so that the enemies that he killed when he died were greater than all they killed when he were alive.
好，所有其他的这个宣教士，我们都可以看到有类似一样哦，他们不效法这个世界，愿意这个更新而变化来侍奉神哦。
And from many missionaries, modern-day missionaries, we can see the same thing, how they were willing to sacrifice and be transformed by God for His work.
哦，那比如说像 Amy Carmichael 哈，等等的，
for example,
他愿意到印度去传福音。
For example, like Amy Carmichael, she was very willing to go to India to spread the gospel.
好，但是神给他改变的时候，本来是要向那些富人传福音，后来他就变成。去收养那些孤儿或者是那些被放弃的这个孩子来对他们传福音了。
At first she had her own burden of preaching to the women there, but God transformed her and caused her to have a greater burden to minister to the orphans and the unwanted children there as well.
所以有很多时候都不是照着我们自己心意哦，但是他们愿意。更新而变化哦，能够顺服主的心意来做。
Many times God wants us to do not our own will, but rather His will through Him transforming us.
所以那个就是缺少了一件，然后顺服主就变成荣耀主。
And this is the one thing that was lacking, and it is only through listening to our Lord and submitting to Him that we can have this.
就好像如果你有机会看我刚刚讲那个预言的故事哦，那个作者叫做 Paul White。
Now, if you know the fable, the author of the fable that I just spoken to you before, the author's name is Paul White.
哦，他是从Australia 到这个非洲去宣教。
He was.A missionary from Australia who went to Africa to preach the gospel.
哦，他只去了四年，他本来要去很久哦。
He had originally planned to stay there a long time, but
但是神的计划改变，所以他就回国了。
But God had different plans for him, so he obeyed God and went back.
所以如果照我们讲说啊，真这怎么这么倒霉，只在那边四年哦。
For some of us, if we see this, we might think, oh, he only went there 4 years, you know, didn't do much, I guess.
可是他有机会呢，能够写了很多书，然后对这些小孩子讲这个动物的这个寓言的故事，然后讲这些利用印度不是非洲的这些造福了很多这些小朋友。
But he was able to, through his experience there, and through God's burden, he was able to write many fables and stories for children to cause them to understand what is God's love and how to live a Christian life.
所以我们知道有这些见证人在我们当中都成为我们的榜样哦。
We know that there's a cloud of witnesses who are an example for us.
所以呢，就像路加福音十八章二十七节说的，耶稣说，在人所不能的事，在神凡事都能。
And that is why, going back to Luke chapter 18, verse 27, it says, Jesus says, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God.
所以希望我们大家都能够学习，能够听圣灵的引领，能够荣耀主。
May we all learn from this, listen to the guidings of the Holy Spirit and glorify our Lord.
好，我们祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你，让我们知道怎么样来跟随你。
Dear Lord, we truly thank you that you've given us a way to be able to follow you.
让我们在生活上，在我们的属灵上，知道哪一个是我们没看见的死角。
May you truly reveal blind spots in our spiritual and spiritual lives.
让我们不要效法这个世界能够心意更新的变化。
Please help us not to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds.
然后能够来跟随主。
And so that we may be able to follow you.
虽然我们知道这是很难，但是在人不能，在神凡事都能。
Even though we know this is very difficult, we know that with God, all things are possible.
我们是为主的缘故，愿意这样的跟随主。
And for your sakes, Lord, we are willing to follow you.
求主来带领这一切。
Please guide us in all these.
谢谢主，祷告奉靠主耶稣。
We thank you and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.